email. I took basically Kate's latest version, right, which had included a few things that I didn't have since the last meeting. And I think the differences were, let's see, there were a couple of things that I was actually wondering whether or not they were approved or not. I think the difference was Halloween parade, I think, has been approved.
Yes.
Correct.
2-5.
Council as well?
Yes.
And the winter walk? Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes.
So that was the difference from what I have. So evidently our current balance of the best estimate is just over 41,000.
That's left?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's left after there's still some estimates in there. There's still some outstanding bills from the project that's from last year.
Like Ally Crumbles, right, and the stage.
Yeah. There was a number of things that were, and this is something I haven't talked to Mike about in a long time actually, but there were a number of items that were only paid half up front. I don't know if there was something reconciled, and all of those things are included in the budget estimate as if they had been paid, right? We have estimates for project cuts in this year, which includes, all the items that have been approved or were pending approval. You guys should all have this in your email, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
The Warren Street seasonal usage, and then the other projects that were funded, such as Waterfront Wednesdays, Middlesex Circus, Halloween Parade, Winter Walk, etc. So, evidently, that leaves us with a balance of approximately 41,000. And that's that. And then I just wanted to touch on this. I don't know that we need to get into this. I indicated this in my email that I sent out the other day. We went through the process of trying to figure out how best to allocate our funds moving forward, knowing that we only have $41,000 left. Something that we had discussed months ago at this point was that we put some money away in a reserve, which now equates to about half of that.
What, a 20K?
About 20K.
That we would give to the CC board for ongoing...
Not necessarily. That was meant, actually, kind of is the opposite of what we were thinking. We were thinking, actually, that if we could set aside $20,000. Now, as I continue, you will see that according to this plan, we have a negative amount of money.
Right.
But, we could have aside $20,000 for next year, thinking about the future, right? Something that we would love to consider would be, possibly asking the Common Council in the city, instead of giving them $20,000, getting $20,000 to match that money, right? So that kind of would put us back where we are right now,
okay. Right?
Items that are still outstanding that are on the table, some of them on the agenda for this evening, are Second Saturdays. There have been a couple of proposals that have been presented to us months ago at this point for the gallery crawl, for the Park Theater. Other possible events that we're discussing as well are Pocket Park. So these are all items that we had sort of in the queue, right, that we were going to try to pull from our lump sum of $41,000 remaining. We talked about merchandise. What else? We had Halloween Parade and Winter Walk, those are gone. I guess Flag Day is come and gone, so that's obsolete. And then just some miscellaneous admin expenses. So, when we had reasoned our committee, which consisted of Chris and Calvin, I almost forgot his name, he's long gone. Because Calvin and I, what we were thinking that we would like to propose to the board was, for events that for events that were more less city-centric in the terms of like things like the Halloween parade, Winter Walk, things that weren't affect. I'm trying to think of the best way to describe it. How did we put it?
I think we were looking at like long-term versus short-term.
Yeah.
So there were things that have historically, like the Halloween parade has been there
that
for
was
a long
part
time.
Of it. Yeah. The Halloween parade, Winter Walk, Flag Day were all events that have been part of Hudson for a long time. Those were events that were, not necessarily affecting businesses directly, but affecting the citizens of Hudson. That was a big part of the decision, or what we were thinking about proposing. Whereas things like Second Saturdays, this and that, those were more events that would affect the businesses more directly. So, you know, we all have interests in the city as a whole, but those were specifically more things that, you know, retail galleries staying open, that's an economic venture for them. You know, not as, you know, as broad as, like, a Flag Day parade.
Which doesn't benefit them.
Right. So what we were thinking was, as far as, you know, how we would, you know, divide our money up was, you know, if certain events were asking a certain amount of money, we could possibly agree to supporting them for portion of that, right? Thinking that they were going to, you know, have some income based on that and wouldn't necessarily need all of the money from us, you know? Whereas a Flag Day or a Halloween parade is a different thing, and that's something that might be, you know, that was sort of our logic and what we were thinking. So the way we broke down, and sorry, I didn't have any paper, but you guys all have this in your email, was, you know, we take our $41,000, we take 20 off the table immediately, right? That's put away for the future. That's our savings. You know, the Second Saturdays Park Theater, Gallery Crawl, etc., if perhaps we entertain giving them a portion, maybe half, right? And, you know, things like pocket parks, etc., again, that's sort of the same sort of situation. You know, maybe we give them, depending on what sort of events we're discussing, you know, maybe not contribute the entire amount, but maybe part of it. You know, we're making a good gesture, supporting everything, but we're also still trying to save something to have in our coffers for next year.
So I've actually thought about this a little bit. I know this was a compromise that we came up with, but I'm actually not comfortable with it. I feel that we should spend, I don't understand why we're going to take 2021 money and use it to fund 2022 events. And I feel like we should just go ahead and fund this year for what we have. Tourism is the number, hospitality is the number one industry in Hudson. It's central to our being. The Common Council should know that they have to support that. So I feel like when the money that was coming into the tourism fund and basically creating us, when we put that into the Common Council fund, the concept there was, when we need money, we would go to the Common Council. And I feel like the Common Council should be on the line for 2022 to say, okay, Tourism Board, what do you want to do this year? And I'm just afraid, like, $40,000 seems like very little money for supporting ongoing things.
But we've also spent $430,000 in less than how many years?
During an unprecedented pandemic.
Right, of course.
And during a time when people are moving to the area and tourism is booming. I mean, if we look at last year, when I talked to HBC, the businesses, actually, the retailers did better last year than they did until 2019.
Sales tax was unprecedented
for
two quarters, more than ever, ever.
Restaurants struggled, but I think they're back. I don't see the data on that yet. Hotels are
packed. There's no dates are out. People can't even get places in August.
They're upset because they're turning people away. So I think that we have to have the funds to create. And this is where I again go back towards, how do we create local tourism? Because maybe we can't have overnight people. Maybe we have to have more
intra.
Day trippers and intra.
So, and also, you know, tourism is not just about supporting the businesses, because when I look to go someplace, I'm thinking about trails, parks, of course, hospitality places to stay, and then also the other things that, you know, some cities niche that other places don't. I mean, every city has businesses, every city has restaurants, but the things that are going to make us unique, that are going to stand out, so that when people say, what is that thing called? Is it called Second Saturdays? What does that mean? You know, and it's like highlighting the artists and highlighting the galleries. Or you have when we had the music festival, things that are different and unique and tantamount to people wanting to take an excursion because they want to see what that's about.
Juneteenth.
Yeah. Or Waterfront Wednesdays. We had Mormons at the Waterfront Wednesday, you know.
I love that.
I agree, even though I'm not a voting member, I agree with Chris. spend the money you have now, and in September, October, come to the council for a budget for 2022.
Yeah.
Because the money you have now, and it's also hard to actually put aside money that way, you know? I mean, it's kind of there, but it's better to spend what you have.
Yeah.
If you want to, you have to force yourself to spend it, but.
Right.
No, it's kind of like corporate practice. You'll see a lot of corporations, when they get to the end of their fiscal year, they want to make sure that they've spent so that they can justify. And I'm not suggesting that. I'm not suggesting that we are looking to justify, but I think that we can have a conversation with the Common Council. Our job is to kind of refer and to make suggestions. Mm-hmm. This is what we think is going to help Hudson and tourism and maintain it in a reasonable, sustainable way. And then, you know, the Common Council, as friends who are usually here say, are the keepers of the purse. And so they're the ones that can say, like, you know, yeah, that makes sense or this doesn't. But
well, if that's the case.
I don't think Ivy had that knowledge.
I'm not disputing that.
Right.
No, I did not. And if that's the case, and I'm not disputing that that's, you know, it's just not the last thing that I heard and what we discussed, that's great. But I still think we need to have an overall plan.
Oh, yeah.
About, you know, and really, you know, I mean, I realize we can continue to go back to Common Council and ask for funds for this and that, but I think, you know, it would be nice to have an overall objective. And
if you're going to have a budget line, you have to have that.
Right.
In other words, it's not going to work to come to the council without having the money already budgeted, because that's hard.
Well,
you know?
Yeah. And it's good, because now at least we have this information, we've had the experience, we know, you know, what next summer we're going to project Hudson 3.0 or whatever it is. You know, we've got, you know, all the what I'm calling Hudson centric events, such as Fly Day, this and that, you know, those things.
Yeah.
So.
And then don't forget that the marketing tactic we're using is a way to incentivize and put tourism.
Right? Yeah.
Right. Sorry, parking issue.
No worries.
The marketing approach we took was a way to kind of keep money coming into the coffers and to also put tourism on the map for being a place that has tourism. A part of tourism is souvenirs, it's some merch. It's a way to say, I went to Hudson and I got this shirt, you know, whatever. And I think that's important too, for whoever comes in the seats next, that they have some way of kind of identifying. Nabila?
I have a question. Do we have a shop?
We don't.
There? I thought we did.
Exactly.
No, that was a commercial. That was a commercial venture.
Yeah.
Somebody tried to do. They were trying to market the city.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I saw, like, you know,
yeah, it was creepy.
Yeah.
But we should have something.
Like,
yeah.
Part of.
But again, that's not going to make us the kind of money that we need. You know,
no.
We need, like.
Yeah.
And I'm not even sure the city can do it technically, but.
We can't do it.
We're looking into it.
We're looking into it.
Oh, you can?
No.
Oh, you're looking into
it.
Oh.
But
yeah.
I think now's a really good time. It seems funny that, like, July, you're already talking about 2022.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we can form a subcommittee that starts to come up with a bigger plan, because. You know, we've been criticized from time to time, but the truth is that this tourism board inherited, you know, an unprecedented pandemic. We had no idea. You know, this summer we didn't know if we were going to be able to take our masks off or not. And so, like, but now I feel like we can start to plan towards a post-pandemic future. So I think it's not too early for a group of people to sit down and start to say, here's what we think. And imagine, you know, like to your point, how is Hudson different from Rhinebeck? How's it different from Troy? How's it different from
Maine?
Southfield?
Yeah.
Let me let you know that your budget has to be submitted by September 10th.
Okay.
So that's an important date.
For the most part, it's already in the works.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have the past 2 years to, you know, go from. Just try to figure out what are the things we
want to
be able to afford, right?
That's right. And we can start to think long term, because we were doing short term.
And short term I think we did very well. We tasked the city and the businesses and the residents to come up with things. And I think it was a year that people experienced their cities a little bit differently. And it was all focused outdoors, which is a really healthy part of it. people got out more than they have in a while, especially in their own city, and they didn't feel like they had to be a part of a certain clique or group, or they were just able to get out and experience things. And the youth benefited from that the most.
And we're starting to inspire. And like, we've got Second Saturday here today, which is an initiative that was put on by several business people to benefit literally every business in Hudson. So like this approach of, it's not this big band-aid of here's what we fund and that's what we fund, but like, how do we get imaginative and do new things? Waterfront Wednesday, you know, came directly out of a response to what do we do during COVID? I hope in 10 years that that's still going strong.
I hope so too.
Next agenda item?
Okay.
Should we get a subcommittee to talk about budget?
I think we already have
one.
We're
missing half of our people.
Yeah.
I think we can.
Just three.
Yeah, but Hannah's not here to see if she wants to be on board, and Kate, Tracy.
We can get two on board and see if Kate or Hannah wants to join.
So it sounds like you want to be on, and Ivy's already got the form.
I think Ivy needs to be part of that.
I just see talent. I just pointed out.
Whether I need to be part of it or not is, but Ivy needs to.
Well, you have some institutional memory, because from where I stand, you were already on the board when I got here, and you know things that Ivy doesn't know, I don't know, so I think it's important to have that for right now.
September 10th. Deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's coming.
Okay, question.
Yeah,
we only have two more meetings before that.
Two.
Right? August and September.
Well, it's in the September meeting that we would have to deliver.
Mm. Yeah.
So one more.
No pressure.
It's the first time. So, I mean, there used to be, just to give you a little background, there used to be, I think it was 30,000 regularly budgeted for it was called Arts and Entertainment.
Right.
And then it was 20 at one point. I can't remember exactly the history of it all, but we can find that out. So that would be like a starting point. You know, for what to think about, and then figuring out how much you want to add to that or whatever you want to do in that range. I mean, I can't imagine budgeting, you know, it'd be hard to go to six figures, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to...
I'm sure.
I agree.
But
things are good, but...
My other question, sorry, we're still on this topic.
Sure.
And I asked about this before, I'm not sure I really got a straight answer, but that
Yeah.
The lodging tax.
Yeah.
That mm-hmm. originally funded the tour.
Yeah.
Yes.
How do we get some of that back in the tourism board that's actually funding that tax?
Right.
We asked for it.
Yeah.
That's my
question. I mean, that's part of the case you'd make to the
the
budgeting committee, of which I'm a member. The
BEA,
yeah,
I mean,
it's called.
Because that seems like...
Yeah, well, but, you know, at the same time, I thought it was... I mean, we rescinded it because I thought it was very poor planning. It was a number of hotel and B&B owners lobbied heavily to create this tourism board. And they were friends of the various councilmen who created the lodging tax. So there's kind of a lot of pressure on them to come up with this, which I thought at the time was irrational for a number of reasons. But so it was created under duress, in my view. But that doesn't mean some of that money shouldn't be allocated to tourism.
Yeah.
But the formula was ridiculous. It was way too much.
Yeah, I mean, it is a lot. And I could see why you would say it was under duress. I mean, $500,000 to a board that has never really existed before is a little quirky.
Well,
so maybe we have a figure that we always have every year, and we just have to figure out how to...
Well, that's what you do. You start off with a figure and then figure out if you can increase
it. Exactly.
Year, then the tourism board will leave it somewhere.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay.
And you might, I mean, a key to explaining your budget might be to ask Heather what was the income of lodging tax in the year previous.
2020.
I think we should know it. I don't think we should take the tack of this is our money.
No.
Just so you know
in terms of working
out.
Well,
just a way to figure out percentages.
Right.
It's acknowledging that the Common Council, you know, really has a say in this. But I also think a big say, the final say. But I also think that like we can do this in a way where we can envision, I'd like to come to the council and say, for this amount, we could do a lot. This is a more reasonable amount, and if this is a lean year, then maybe we scale it back.
Well, here's the thing. The BEA, which works the budget, is just the three of us, the mayor, myself, and the treasurer.
Yes.
So that's kind of the easy part of it, in a way.
Yeah.
The question is, when that total budget gets to the council, will they see a line for tourism and go crazy?
Right.
As you know, they all want.
Right.
So that's the part to try to predict and anticipate.
And also help people understand what tourism means, because we've redefined it as
right.
Well.
Yes. Absolutely.
And not only that, but do they really want to have it be saddled with all the decisions that we've had to make throughout the year? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't they prefer a filtered version of what to sit
have
at the table?
Budget.
Yeah.
Right.
You're going to have to know. I mean, you're saying it's more about how we try to approach getting that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, how do we make our board efficacy like worth something? You know, so that they can see the value.
And not to belabor it, but Hudson is different. I mean, if you look at the cultural development here, the cultural engine, Hudson Hall, the programming is incredible. The Hudson Eye in its third year. I mean, the city is very different.
Oakdale.
One of the things that has been great about the allocations to various groups, for example, Waterfront Wednesday, is that it gave them a base to create two summers of programming, and they have been able to interest other sponsors.
Correct.
And
they've activated the water.
Obviously, the city would love more and more of that.
No,
you know?
They said they're not going to ask for money next year.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, they don't need
right.
it.
They said, please help us this year so
right.
it lives.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, obviously the city
that.
Likes that idea
and that's something that we can stand on. We did that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
I think I've seen you dance
there.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys ready?
I think we hear from Gary now, right?
It's the What's Up update.
Yeah.
Gary.
Mr.
Good evening, everyone. Okay, quick update. So all the businesses that have wanted to participate in this program are doing so. Total number of individual businesses is 40. Restaurants, I think, you know, if you've been up and down Warren Street, you can see that they're fully embracing it. It looks really good from my perspective. Retail, not so, but I think they're figuring it out and they're moving into it. I think we're going to see a lot of creativity, maybe even innovation, so I'm not too concerned about that. We're going to have one more sweep of blocks that are not being used. Some people have, you know, up and down, yes, I want to keep them. No, you know what, I'm thinking second. So we'll do one more sweep in the next week, I think, with the DPW to get them off the street. As I mentioned, I think the plants are looking great, and kudos to Michael Conti of Grace Gardens. They have really bloomed, and, you know, it doesn't hurt that we've had enough rain that we don't have to worry about. We were obviously concerned about that in May when the plants first went in, and we lost a lot of plants, too. Not because of the lack of watering, just because there was a lot of work to be done. I'm going to need to get more cones, you know, cones just go missing. And I think that that's the primary safeguard for people noticing those blocks on the streets. And to that point, you know, the number of incidences where blocks are being moved, although there's two on the street right now that need to be moved back in, it's decreased tremendously. So I think people are aware of it, and they're being more cautious about it. And again, the cones are out there. Hot button in the past has been noise complaints. I can say that all participants are adhering to regulations and doing it with respect across the board. There have been noise complaints that I've looked into personally. In one case, it's more of an issue of just general operations of a restaurant where you're having clanging bottles and garbage pickup in the middle of the night. That has nothing to do with the program, but we're trying to help in this regard. So, you know, I guess we could say, you know what, not our problem, it's not the What's Up program, but, you know, I'm a resident of Hudson, and I want to see that, you know, we can improve the situation across the board. And I'll leave you with a final point as to the value of this program. And I can't quantify it yet, but I was speaking to two restaurants this week about having to move the blocks for a situation. And they pointed out, Gary, we have staff that are depending on those tables outside. This program has brought jobs into the city, and it's helping out the restaurants. And, I think Chris pointed out earlier that they certainly have gotten hurt. So this is working to that end. And, you know, looks, I've sat out there, I've used them, and it's attractive. I'm enjoying it. And I, you know, again, we're going to look into trying to quantify the benefit. But certainly, anecdotally, it looks really good. That's all I got.
Terrific. Good job.
Okay. Where's McManus? Pocket Parks.
Pocket Parks. So I will put my hand up and just say that I should have been a little more organized earlier. Here we are going into August for our first Pocket Park endeavor, but I think we're moving along. We have, oh, by the way, Nia has contacted me about being part of the Pocket Parks from the very beginning. Does she need to be recused from the discussion?
Yes. Why?
She wants to be a vendor.
Oh, she wants to be a vendor.
Yeah. I was refused for having a partner who was in the recession.
Just don't vote. Don't say anything.
So we have 8 vendors who have expressed a strong interest. 4 of them that I know of are BIPOC. We are trying to make sure that this is, you know, hitting the marginalized communities. All of the vendors are female.
Mm.
So, you know, we're really kind of hitting the target that we were trying to hit, which was give people a chance on Warren Street. We have 3 performers. 1 is a, well, actually 5, 3 groups. Who would like to perform. 1 of the vendors is actually an author who wants to promote her book and maybe do some reading.
Can I ask a question? I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt. Are we talking about, we originally talked about all the parks being activated. Where are we now with that? Is it?
I don't think we're looking at all the parks at once. I think we're looking at activating 1 park, and I think the one that everyone seems to zero in on is the park across from Hudson Hall.
Breadfield, next to Breadfield.
And we're still talking about doing this in cahoots with Second Saturdays?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So the concept was that when people come to Hudson, you know, they want to make a day of it. Nobody's going to come to the farmer's market and then go home to... Even Clavrek's pretty close, but like they're not going to go back home to Ankrum and then come back for the gallery second Saturday. So the idea was, how do we extend this? So, you know, the idea was that the farmer's market ends at 1, we go from 2 to 6, that's a bit of a bridge. People have time to have some lunch, hang out at the Pocket Park, and then they can be part of the crawl, you know, the second Saturday event at night. So that was the idea. I have considered whether we double it and we do it every 2 weeks, so in coordination with Second Saturday, but then have another, if people feel like they need the opportunity to have more markets. But I was looking at 1 market, and I was looking at August, September, October. I think after October, it gets a little chilly.
So just a few questions. Why only 1 park? Is it a lighting issue? Because, I mean...
No. The idea would be we wanted to start a pilot and see if we could activate 1 and then see. Now, with 8 vendors, we could potentially do 2 parks. 3 parks would be spreading it thin. So totally open to doing 2 parks. I just thought that if we had, you know, performers and, you know, 8 vendors might only be 6 or might swell up to 10, but we have a reasonable amount of vendors in 1 park, it's a bigger draw. But I'm open.
It's not a bad idea to start small and test it, right?
I mean, when you consider the space of the Pocket Parks, and
it's a big one, though.
It's all right, you know, prams and all that. I don't know. I just what's the issue with having them spread out to 2 parks? What's the issue really?
No issue really. Right. Very open to that.
Because I think if one of them is doing music and you're not really into music, you could find a reading at the next one or just vendors at the next one. I'm just thinking about diversity and, you know, like,
yeah.
pets and, you know, all the hoopla that goes on. I won't even go into the Saturday markets because there's just too much stuff going on. I can't even organize my thoughts in there.
That's not a bad idea, and especially since we're not going to be competing. We're still going to be driving people. So, like, if somebody comes to one park, we could have signage that says
you right.
It, which is also kind of in line with, like, the spirit of Second Saturdays.
Is that you're crawling along. You're bumping into things.
Yeah.
That's how I imagined. So I thought it was going to be, like, every
park. Me too.
That's there.
Me too.
You know? And you just kind of go straight line. And you're like,
yeah. You're like, damn, another park thing? And you're just, like, bumping into vendors.
That
and
was the big picture in the beginning.
Yeah.
And maybe someday
it'll
be
not. Whose car is that?
Yeah, in the beginning we were also thinking of activating it rather frequently. But that is an idea. Now, in addition to what I mentioned, Operation Unite, Elena Mosley has expressed an interest not in having performances that are the final performance, but having rehearsals. And I kind of like that idea because I feel like that's kind of the whole insider. Yeah.
Is it the drum rehearsals?
Drum rehearsals play.
Is it drum rehearsals? Or was she talking about the Monday music?
Do you know, Jeremy?
It's rehearsals preparing for her performance in September.
In September.
So does that mean they're going to be playing the same thing over and over again?
Say again?
Are they going to be playing the same thing over and over again like Brass Hill Band does at the Basilica every Tuesday night?
No.
These performances
are not... the music is not as important. They're dance.
Okay.
But the people who are doing the dance, and also Bindlestedt Circus...
Yeah, they all need spaces.
Well, and Mendelstift was also interesting.
Part of her vision for this, preparing for this performance, is making people aware, but also you can observe the rehearsal, you can maybe, with Mendelstift, you can even participate, maybe you become a performer in the thing, because it is open to everyone, so that's what that is.
As long as everybody knows that it's rehearsal.
No, we would say that. We would definitely make sure that they know. But that brings to the point that maybe like one of them is a rehearsal. One park is a rehearsal, and another park has vendors. Like if we have 8 vendors and we put 4 in 2 parks, and another park is dedicated to a rehearsal space and then a music performance, that could be interesting.
The vendors doing such an activity would need to have their own insurance for the city, and
so that's
gets asked to join Mendelstift and falls.
That's the next part of it, is that we could either ask all of the vendors to go to the city and get a permit, or we can do a group permit. So I think a group permit makes more sense that we can do. I checked on the cost for insurance. I got one quote back that said it was about $415 per event. Does that sound about right?
What is the parameter? Is it 1 million up front, 3 in the back? What is it?
It's 1 million, and it goes up. You can get up to 5 million. Now you're talking about an expense of...
No, the city requires just one, I think.
Yeah.
So
$415 is what it would cost. So if we were to do 3 events...
That's $1,200.
$1,239. If we were to double it, that would be $2,478 for the insurance. And then the last piece that I would like to ask for is, I feel like a lot of times when we ask people to perform, we always ask them to do it gratis, you know?
Free?
For free.
Do we?
Well, I think a lot of people do in general. They expect, you know, and graciously people have said, I would like to perform, and they haven't asked for any money. But I just think it would be good precedent for us to, like, have a stipend. So I was thinking that if we could give people a modest stipend for performing.
For the performers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that it's not just a benefit for the vendors, but that we're also building the cultural acts in Hudson.
And allow them to busk as well?
I was just going
to
ask that.
Allow them to busk as well?
Well, busking is different. So busking they can do, and as long as they don't put a sign up that says pay.
Right, right.
Okay.
They can take the money. And that would be an option, but I was thinking of literally just saying...
No, I'm agreeing with the stipend, mm-hmm. but also allowing the busking for people who feel inclined to move emotionally, you know.
Oh, right, right.
Okay. And how does that work for Lake of Bengal stuff? That's going to have maybe
10? Oh, no, they're not going to. That wouldn't be
I don't think it would be for Bindle stuff. I think this would be for, like, Abby Lappin, Rick and Marilyn Miller, Avery Roth, and Adam Harrison over at Oak. They're vocalists.
Oh, really?
They're musicians.
They're musicians. So I was thinking that we could have a... I was budgeting around $100 per act as a stipend.
Okay.
To just basically
that's generous.
Say, we care, we thank you.
Yeah.
If
I agree.
If the dance group from Operation Unite wanted to do something, I don't think we would give everybody $100. I think we would just say, like, there's $100, which might go to the organization as opposed to the dance group.
Yeah. Like an in-kind.
So what's the total?
So if we were to do 3 performances, that would bring us to $2,139. If we were to do 6, 2 in August, 2 September, 2 in October, that would bring us to $4,278. And we had originally allotted about $5,000 for the Pocket Park project. We dropped it to 3, but now that we're not trying to save the 20.
Right. And toilets.
Commode.
What about them? In your budget? I mean, that's been a big topic of discussion.
The toilet.
We talked about Pocket Park, so we're just jumping in for that person.
That, yeah.
Porta potties?
I've not looked into that. My position on that is that that's infrastructure, it's not tourism. I would love to suggest that the city invest in some public toilets. I think that would be great for tourism.
But the way the toilets work is when you get it, it's like you get it for like a 3-day stint. And is this the Pocket Park, is it just a 1-day thing or is it the whole weekend?
Yeah.
And then it's about manning it and making sure that there's no damage, and it comes with a lot of oversight.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that the best thing to do is just create signage. I think seeing like even like on a and I forgot what city we were in driving through to go to Cobleskill, they had what are they called, pallets, and they put a sign telling you where everything was. Like the bathrooms are literally at Stewart's, but they kind of told you to use the public Stewart's bathroom. But they said they also have great ice cream, you know. So
somebody brought up.
Last summer I was running the Umbrella Sky.
Yes.
Down there.
That's a good market too.
And when we were running that, we talked to the local restaurants and stores that had restrooms, and just to ask them if it's okay if we were able to direct people to use them. So it wasn't like, oh, where are you coming from and why are you coming here? They sort of had a heads up.
I was going to suggest that.
Yeah, that's what we did. It worked out great. Everyone was like,
yeah. Hudson Hall would be a good one.
And Hudson Hall,
Hudson Hall would need something for use of their restrooms, I think. You know, it's cleaning, it's paper products, and so
it's true.
They didn't ask us for anything. They were like,
the suggestion was also made to open up City Hall.
Where's the bathroom here?
Got the key.
Where's the bathroom here?
Yeah, it's
back there.
I could see Moranti asking if it's ADA compliant.
No, that's not, I mean, yeah. Because of coming in here and it's.
Yeah. And there's that.
Yeah. I don't know. I could find out.
Again, I think it's an infrastructure thing that would benefit Hudson greatly. I think of cities. I had a friend who lived in Sag Harbor, and it was a pleasure to go there because you always knew that there was a central bathroom that you could use that was clean.
I mean, we had it in COVID. We had it by the 7th Street Park. I don't know what the results are from that, if DPW has any information they could share or provide, so we have at least transparency around what to expect. I mean, especially if it's at 7th Street Park, I feel like that park should always have a bathroom.
And there are those regenerative toilets that, who is it? Rockefeller, I forget her first name.
Chris Lindstrom.
Abby.
Yeah, her Chris's organization mom. Has developed one.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
So we can't vote on anything, right?
Yeah, you can. You got 4
people. Oh, we can't. We do 4 people.
Five
I mean, that's, so we're voting on either the short version or the long version?
Yeah, I would make a motion that we vote to approve for $4,300 to cover the stipend and the insurance. And that would allow us to do 6. And if we only do 3... then the money will come back.
Can't we wait till we
What's your hesitation? What are you concerned about?
I'm just asking in general.
No, we'd have to vote now just because we'd have to buy the insurance up front.
Oh, okay, I see.
And we could ask for insurance for one, which would be a lesser amount, but then we have to go to the Common Council again.
Oh, I see. It's so fast.
And then the meetings are kind of scattered.
The only thing is that I think we need to determine, you know, exactly, are we doing one park, are we doing two parks? You know, I feel like we need to define it a little more. Yeah.
Is the Sky Park happening again this year? Nia?
No.
So that space is available too, kind of?
It's available, and the gentleman that owns that lot, his name is Chip, he was only charging like $600 for each space or something. It was something very, 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 very easy. It was very easy, but you can't use a whole lot, but yeah, he gave us like six spots there. And that was a great location.
Where is that?
Between Cascades and where the Milner is.
Right.
It's actually a parking lot. It's not a pocket park, so it's a little different.
So
but
that would be the second one.
No, because it's not a public park. It's private.
So
yeah.
What would that be?
I was just asking because she was involved with the Sky. That was a vendor space.
Yeah.
So what would you envision the other park? Would it be the one that's up there by Barry Sachs' office?
The Mexican Ring.
Yeah, that's the one. Yep.
That's what I was thinking because it's relatively big.
And then we could also highlight that there's public parking just across. Yeah.
We can easily do two. I was just trying to like pilot one, but I see your point. Like, let's stretch it out, and it's not like they're competing.
Mm-mm.
So it's two parks starting
August 10th.
August
14th.
Okay, and it goes on for how many weeks? Sorry.
Three.
It's going to go on for 3 months.
3 months.
So August, September, October.
So second Saturday.
Second Saturdays, and then I think we're looking to do one every other week so that we get a little more frequency.
So twice a month.
Yeah.
Especially with the late start, because I do know some vendors were really hoping to get out there and start selling.
I was wondering why they only wanted one day. I mean, Sunday's another day. It's like people are still here. But.
And how many stipends?
I was counting on three per day. Three times six for the whole,
So $1,800.
$1,800 for the stipends, $2,478 for the insurance. That's an estimate, but I think that's a fair estimate. So I was thinking of asking for $4,300. We needed some breathing room. We could ask for $4,500. I was trying to keep it under the five.
Am I the only one who thinks that we need to pursue bathrooms? Maybe I am.
It's we've had this discussion before. It's not a requirement, but it would be a luxury. It'd be a nice caveat. I mean, if we asked for five flat, we could probably cover a bathroom somewhere.
Should we ask for five and throw the bathroom in?
Yep. And I think that bathroom that's up there by the Mexican Radio might be the one. And maybe we have to give some money to Hudson Hall for their bathroom, and then we have two bathrooms, really.
All right. Well, so then I would...
Who's in charge here?
Chris is in charge.
Of the pocket park?
Just as far as the vote.
You can just vote.
Yeah, I'll just make a motion to authorize $5,000 for the pocket park.
I second. All in favor?
Agreed.
There you go.
And it so passes.
Can you make sure? Because this has to go up next week's meeting, so.
It's got to go to.
Yeah, to get this
on council otherwise.
That's Tuesday, so. Send me the details, please.
Ready to move on?
Yep.
Yeah.
Next on the agenda is community events funding, Winter Walk, $7,500 approved by the Tourism Board at the June meeting and accounted for in the budget. Resolution needs to be presented to Common Council at July's meeting. That's all I have from that.
Is it?
But if it's already passed, why?
Is it here somewhere? Oh, it's already passed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, right.
So then just.
It's obsolete. Sorry, I'm turning.
Get more of your pen.
Okay.
It passed, right, Linda? It passed already, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So we're good.
Through the council, too, right?
Yeah.
I thought it was
Okay.
already passed. I'm sorry. Oh. I'm just reading. Okay. Project Hudson, we're on to update the bunch, I don't know if I'm saying, but Tava Theater, Safety Group Production, all originals. Cynthia has decided to stick with a smaller scale project. It was previously approved by the Tourism Board for $5,000, which is again over her budget. Resolution needs to be presented to Common Council of July's meeting. That's already happened too, right?
No.
No.
We pushed back and asked her because she had a 5K event and then a 15K event, which the 5K event would be absorbed into the 15, making it a total of 20. And we just kind of said, we'd rather just shoot for a really big event, bump the smaller event. Can you get it together for the bigger event? And she came back and said, I'd actually rather just do the smaller event. So can we vote on the smaller event? And we actually promised that we'd put that money aside for her because we'd already approved the 5K.
Right.
So we just need to re-say that.
So that resolution needs to go.
It needs to go to the
Common Council.
It doesn't
need to go through us.
Right.
So what's the amount? I'm sorry.
5K.
5,000. It's 5,000. Okay, that's what I have here. Okay, wonderful.
I'm just glad she's going to do it. She's very passionate, so that was good.
That was that. Project has in round one updates. High Beam Theater, email communication from Ale attached. Hang on, I need to refer to Kate's email.
Mm-hmm.
Request for clarity on where the High Beam stage should live moving forward.
I'll look into that.
Okay.
I don't know where we can put it, but we'll figure out somewhere.
Okay. Is that that?
Somebody offered.
Really?
Someone offered to house the stage.
I thought that was Troy, though.
No, that was just a summer. That was a summer thing. What are you talking about?
I thought that someone down at the Basilica down that way had offered to put a tarp on it and store it.
Oh, that's great.
Ale had put that in his email.
Oh, I didn't read the email. Sorry.
Oh.
do we need to review that for any reason?
Legal fund.
No.
My understanding was Ale is going to have. He was a little. He didn't understand. He thought that he had until the 31st to get his receipts together, which doesn't matter. It means that the Common Council won't vote on it in July. They'll vote on that in August. The final.
Oh, I don't think.
The reimbursement
final. Yeah, yeah.
This is not so much for High Beam, but this is for the Clear Night of Performance.
Right. Got it.
So what that means is that he'll get that to Mike, and then you'll vote on that in August.
Got it.
So here it is. Ali from the Basilica mentioned that they can store it under better cover down in their lot. I don't know this.
I'd rather not have it outside, but we'll
it's going to have a tarp, I think. Something about it. Oh, you want to find out where to put the stage?
Yeah, put it in my backyard.
That's what I thought you were going to mention. He can perform on it in quiet.
That's right, to myself.
Sparky can put on
the
show.
I love making Linda laugh. I told you.
I think so, yes.
That's okay. So that's still accounted for
as
outstanding, but it's there. Okay. So. So, I mean, is there anybody that's pursuing this housing for this?
Tom, are you going to look into the stage? Tom's going to do it. Okay.
Great. Okay. All right. And let's see. I think last but not least, is anybody still checking my agenda?
I'm looking at it. I found it on my thing.
Okay, good.
Public comment then.
No.
No, you have more?
No.
We have second Saturday.
I'm glad you're checking me.
Second Saturday.
Yes. Yeah. Additional funding request. Second Saturday. Gallery Crawl. $16,500.
Okay.
Second Saturday Park Theater. $7,500. Hi, guys.
Shall we, would you guys like to talk about Second Saturday?
Sure. Yes. So I'm going to reintroduce myself. My name is Jeremy Bullis. I'm a sculptor. My studio is on South 3rd Street, and in my storefront windows, I put other artists' work. It is not a business. It's something I do to create community and to make South 3rd Street a more beautiful place as people come in and out of Hudson. But for all intents and purposes, I'm called a gallery, though I don't take a commission on their sales if they sell anything. My co-founders for the gallery crawl are Ellen Darcy Simpson, who has a gallery on Warren, and Susan Ely, who can't be here tonight, who also has a gallery on Warren. We've had two successful gallery crawls. The feedback from the galleries, from the restaurants, from the shopkeepers, all the people that we have talked to has been, you know, just great and positive, and the streets are busy. It's impossible to have any numbers, but anecdotally, my own openings, which are usually 2 hours, I'm doing them for 3 hours, 3.5 hours. I've got twice as many people as I usually see, and they're people who are here specifically for the crawl, as well as other folks. And the same is true for Ellen and a lot of the other galleries that we talk to. We have, in preparation for those 2 weeks, generated a good deal of press. We did pay for the Native article in Chronogram, and then through our press efforts, that has turned into being mentioned in quite a few things to do this summer in the Hudson Valley, and 50 things to do in the Hudson Valley, and showing up on things like that. And we were, an article was written about us in the Art Newspaper, which is an international arts newspaper that has an enormous publication online and in print. And our press efforts are just going to continue and grow. And the way press works, once you get mentioned in some things, then you're more interesting, and so you get more and you get more and you get more.
We had good coverage in the Berkshires as well.
Yes. And we have had quite a bit of direct communication with tourists who are DMing us or emailing us, asking where can I stay, asking what date in September is the crawl happening, because I'm coming from Oklahoma and I want to make sure that when I come, when there's that thing happening. I mean, these things you can't plan, and when you get it, it's like, oh my God. People are asking where to eat, people are asking what's specifically happening to these galleries, can you tell me about this store? I get a lot of communication from people, and they're from all over. We definitely are reaching people in Boston, in the Berkshires. You know, of course, people are coming from Athens and asking for something to come over, and Brooklyn, and just far and wide. And we will continue to reach out and expand the knowledge of the crawl. In the coming months, we're going to be expanding our programming. We listed quite a few things that you can't do at all in the first month. But we're coming up on the announcement of this public art project, which is going to be led by a person who was born and raised in Hudson. This is going to be, it's going to be so exciting and really powerful and involve not just this artist, but it's going to involve other community members as well. Hudson Open Studios is happening in October, and that is happening on Second Saturday, so that we can, that's another, 40 or 50 places for people to visit. That's a 2-day program, and by joining together, we're really going to expand the excitement and awareness. We are very excited to add the Pocket Parks program into what we're doing, because the more that there is to tell, the more that there is to tell. And it really makes a difference with journalists who are looking for, just that extra thing, that thing that isn't being mentioned from any other program that's approaching them. So as we, more of us that work together, the better this is. Our marketing, the summer, now that this is up and running, we're really shifting towards off peak season, looking at pushing for October, November, December, January, into the winter. Because, for every business, no matter what the business is, you're open, that's when you need people here.
And if even if there's just one day a month that you know, okay, all hands on deck, we're going to have a full house, that's better than nothing. And coming from the restaurant world, that can get you through a month for a restaurant. Like a crawl, one day a month can change your bottom line.
What day can you rent?
Yeah, and yes, and per calorie too. Our original ask was $1,650, and that number is still what we would like to have and what would really help us do absolutely everything that we want to do and make this the thing that is good for all of Hudson. Because this isn't, you know, as I said, I am not a business owner. This is not about the businesses of Hudson. This is about Hudson. This is about involving everyone. The more outdoor markets that we can set up or exhibition spaces. There are a lot of empty storefronts that I would love to be able to program with more art. People who aren't in a gallery and now their art is there on Warren Street that night, which is kind of, you know, similar to when Carrie did the art walk a decade or so ago. A smaller portion thing to pay us would be $5,000, and that would cover what we have already paid for out of pocket and not leave really anything for the future. So it would greatly impact our programming for coming months.
That's the original.
And, you know, if it's a middle package, $12,000 is enough, but not enough. But it's a good, it gets us through a year. And there are things that we would have to adjust. It'd still be okay. We have more sponsors and partners than we did in the beginning. We are applying for other grants from other things. So, you know, but these things take time. Some of the grants that we're applying for, they won't be announced until the middle of 2022. So what we're asking for really is the seed money to keep this thing going.
I have a question.
Yes.
You put in your presentation that you highlighted all the other places around Hudson Valley that were doing something.
Yes.
New Paltz, Rhinebeck. Why is it just? I mean, I guess Second Saturdays is like a nice little way of making people remember.
Yes.
But if it's integral to business survival, especially during those harder times after Winter Walk, January, February, March. Is not a weekend more likely to bring about sales, like a Friday, Saturday, or Saturday, Sunday?
It is a Saturday.
No, but I mean, it's just one day.
Yes.
So like a weekend versus a one day.
The tradition of a gallery crawl is one day a month.
Okay.
I love what you're saying, and in our efforts, you know, who are we targeting? Who are we asking to come? Right now, we're really focusing on day trippers because the hotels are maxed out. As we go into the winter, then it becomes, you know, an overnight. Also, weekenders, because you can come here one day and then you can go to Wyndham the next day and
right.
see.
Right.
And our marketing efforts take into account, you know, what season are we going into and what's going on and what's open.
So this is going to morph and grow as the seasons change.
Yes, yeah. What the things that we push in August are not the things that we push in November or February or April.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So my question is, so at this point, the bare minimum that you would be asking the board for is basically the seed money. $12,000?
No, $4,500.
Okay.
That's what they've spent so far, I think I read. Or is it $5,000?
We've spent $5,000.
$5,000. Okay.
And then the sponsorships and stuff, I mean, I'm just wondering like how that comes into play, just in terms of what your goal is, you know.
Our goal and what we've gotten are two different things. Yeah. This is some. It's not easy, and we have been you know, we've been focusing on the businesses in town that have in their budget extra marketing money or community support, like the WIC. The WIC, Jill at the WIC is an amazing person, mm-hmm. and she has in her budget to give money for this kids program and da-da-da-da.
Sure.
The larger amounts of money that we're looking for is going to come from, I mean, you know, we did get from Columbia County, and we will probably, in the end, go back to Columbia County at a later time. This is not something that is going to be greatly funded by businesses unless we partner with a bank.
Right.
And that's something that we could do, but that's also a time thing.
But the
businesses, that's a year or two thing.
Yeah, and the businesses in Warren Street are benefiting from it.
Everyone is benefiting
yeah.
from it. It's not just the businesses. It is the businesses, but it's also the citizens and it's the people
yeah,
who
yeah,
don't
yeah.
have businesses. The businesses on Warren are definitely benefiting from it, but not a lot of those businesses are new, and they, you know, they've just opened. They've spent their $500,000 to open. They don't have anything extra to put in. So this is it's being part of an ecosystem, and what's good for one is good for all. And how do we keep the whole being healthy?
Also, the businesses are paying staff
right.
to stay open late.
Yeah.
So it is
yes.
costing them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I get it. Okay.
To Cece's point, I'm sorry. To Cece's point, though, with extending it, it doesn't necessarily have to be that they would do it two nights in a row. But, like, there could be an opportunity where Jeremy's going with this, where maybe there was a partnership with... like Art on Lye, like crawl on Saturday night, and there's a special event at Art on Lye. So
yes.
that people, because I like where you're going with this. It's
yeah.
like, how do we get people to say, like, I need to be in Hudson that weekend?
Yeah. And even if I miss the train or I get in late, I know there's something on Sunday that I can still benefit from.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be a suggestion.
Yes.
Is to,
yeah.
to,
no, and that's exactly. So one of the things that, now that we're approaching month three, we're going to add to our map routes, like suggested walking routes. Here's, you know, the lower, below third. Go start or finish at the ice cream shop and work your way up and then the middle of town and then the top of town. And in that same vein, here's your weekend. You know, go to the farmer's market, have lunch here. Do the crawl, go to Alana the next day.
After the pocket park.
Yes, yes. Really building, you know, this is as tourism focused as a thing can be. The goal is to bring people to Hudson who are not here.
So, okay, so just a question, I'm sorry, just to the board, I guess. So, you know, you guys have approached us before, you know, or what are we trying to decide right now as far as, you know, what we're going to do?
How much money are we going to give them? Is that the decision?
I think because they're 2 months in, you know, to make them wait, you know, to make them wait for a decision in August.
Yeah.
So the idea was, let's get something in front of the board now for July.
For what's been spent.
And also, they, in all fairness, they came to us several months ago.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And why were they put off? I don't remember.
I think, honestly, a lot of it had to do with just a busy schedule.
Well, it wasn't Project Hudson Project, and those were kind of in front of us at the time, and I think it was, you know, that's why it was kind of done.
I think so, yeah. There was one meeting that was very long and
A few meetings that were very long.
There was a meeting every minute.
Yeah.
And we had a meeting every week and then we And then we, you know, suddenly went to the monthly schedule, which made it difficult for like Pocket Parks and for Second Saturdays, because we thought we had this weekly cadence, and now we're on a monthly again, which... Yeah. No,
which we, I mean, we can do biweekly if we have to. If things come up, we can always, as a board, make that decision. But the monthly is good. To give us a chance to ruminate on things and actually look at the things that we receive via email instead of getting it while we're in the meeting. I just have a question. You said that this second set is beneficial for the citizens as well.
Yes.
You know, I'm a mom, so I always have to ask, how is it beneficial to the youth? Because they're citizens as also.
I have nieces and nephews that taking them into galleries and showing them artwork changes the way that their vision. There are youth in Hudson who, having them come into my space with Elaine Mosley, will bring them in, changes, you know, it's a new experience for them, and a gallery is no longer scary. I think that as the program grows and there are, you know, in the pocket parks are successful, there's something added as a activity for kids, or there's someone decides we're going to have a waterfront event on a Saturday. I think that there's, you know, what is already in place, but that there's more to come. More in the future. Yes, you have children.
I just want to add, well, my kids are old. We're also working with Elizabeth Albino at Hudson High School, mm-hmm. who is the head of the art program, and she's putting together, she hasn't been able to do it because of the pandemic and the kids can't have field trips, but in the fall, we are working on a field trip, a gallery crawl field trip. For just the kids.
Wow.
And so my gallery focuses on Hudson Valley artists. And it's very important to me personally, my mission, my gallery, is to make sure that the kids, especially in Hudson, see the art that's being made in their backyard. This, we have to connect.
Right. And meet the artists.
We have to connect the kids to what's happening in a really important way in their town. And on Warren Street, and these galleries are showing really, really important art, and these kids need to see it, and we need to make it easy and fun for them. And so, as a family event, to walk down the street,
mm-hmm.
your galleries, your artists, and feel connected to them, and feel pride about your town and what's happening in your town, changes everything.
Sure, I would just yeah, go ahead, Nibia.
I'm actually a property team tonight, so. We did go to Jeremy's gallery a couple of times, and it's great because he includes local artists. So like Ife's work was up to as well, and we, you know, kind of helped out.
Lucy Welsh.
Yeah, Lucy Welsh. So it was like local artists, and Operation Unite obviously was invited, and we went, and I think a lot of the youth were like kind of intrigued. And going back to this point about like getting the youth involved so they don't feel intimidated by art galleries is, I think, it's huge. Because, like, me personally, I feel like I see all these art galleries in Warren Street and I'm like, oh man, I'm not bougie enough for that. I'm not dressed fancy enough to go to these art galleries. So when, you know, Jeremy spoke to us about, oh, these are local artists and anyone's invited, it, you know, makes you feel included with the locals.
I would say that your story does make people feel included, but I know for sure that it, when you see an opening is usually after hours. Sometimes it's during the school week. There's liquor. And it doesn't have that feeling of, okay, at 3 o'clock we're going to have family time, and then we'll have the opening for the adults and the people that are actually going to buy the art. I don't see that yet. I don't see it.
It's a good suggestion.
I mean, if you're thinking about incorporating families and children, that's a building point. When do families and children get out? When do they not?
Well, maybe that's a, you know, if it was going to be incorporated into a second Saturday situation, maybe that's the first hour of a second Saturday is, you know, geared towards
like children's hour. You could do like a like a 5 to 6 kind of children's hour.
Exactly.
Or would 4 to 5 be better? Like
yeah.
A Saturday.
Yeah.
Like a 4 to 5 children's hour.
Yeah.
That you can even have speakers and you can have programs directed towards children. That's a really
great idea.
We have that at the library already.
Yeah, you can have art projects. You could have the artist doing a project with the kids.
Right. Just anything to kind of make it, because when you know,
such a good idea.
It's just about making everyone, every level of citizenship feel like they're welcome. It's not just about saying, we're on Warren Street, we're not saying don't come in, but it has to be a step taken towards them for them to come back.
Yeah, it's interesting, actually. That's touching on something else I've been thinking about that we don't have to talk about right now, just about child tourism.
Yeah.
Because it really does.
I want to go places that my kids are going to benefit.
Yeah, and there's like no place on Warren Street to buy a stuffed animal.
Nothing. And this is where the merchandising comes in, because
you used to have the best toy store in the world.
Town Fair. I bought my kids' first furniture there. The Coeed family. That's right.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go home and stitch up some whales.
Crochet them, actually. Crochet some whales.
Okay, so
what are we talking about here? We're talking about 5K, 12,500, or 16,500. That's what we're talking about.
We are working so hard to make this successful, and it's outside of our other businesses. You know, we are, to run your own business is a 24/7. I'm sure some of you guys know this. It's a 24/7 job, and it's hard, and none of us are rich. We're just really getting by because we love what we do. This gallery crawl is a second job. And we have been putting so much time and passion and love for Hudson into this. And we want to do it right. And I don't think, you know, I think the 16-5, we worked really hard on putting together a perfect, amazing program how these things work. You could put a great program together for $100,000. You could make a budget for anything. But we put a lot of time into really efficiently spending this money and getting the most bang for the buck for this 16-5. And just please give us that money so we can do the best that we can. And we'll come back to you and talk about, you know, anytime you want, about how it's going or how we're spending the money. Or could we have done this in a cheaper way? Or did we need more at the end? Because none of us have ever done a gallery call. But we are really good at what we do. And as Jeremy said, we have amazing press, and we want to keep on getting all of that attention. And we just need the 16-5. I'm just going to say, please give us that.
So that means we have to discuss amongst ourselves what we want to do here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. I mean, I'm just trying to keep our running tally here.
Yep. What are your thoughts?
I mean, I want to support everything in Hudson. So, you know, for me, it's like, I will say, one of the things I really like about this program is that this is a program that really does benefit so many businesses, you know, across the board. It's benefiting retail, restaurants, it's benefiting hospitality, and that in turn is economically benefiting us all. So from a tourism kind of traditional perspective, I think that it hits the mark. I also like the fact that there is this kind of idea of how do we get people in Hudson connected, so it's not just outsiders. There are cities that they don't really want locals to show up, and that's not the case here. So I think it's a good program.
He was like about to just do it, you know, like I felt the passion that he really wanted this. So I agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm saying the same thing. I totally agree with you. It involves all levels of community as well as our local merchants as well.
If you vote for the 16-5, I suggest Nabila be the person who speaks to the Common Council about it.
No,
it's essential, really. It is.
And if we go with the halfway, we at least know that they'll be hungry enough to go out and really get the bag.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
We also have to be pragmatic. Like, the thinking is, if we recommend to the... So when we recommend it to the Common Council, they either go up or down. Now, sometimes somebody will come in and say, I'll only give this much. That has happened. But for the most part, we're giving them a yes or no, kind of a binary decision, if you will. So I'm thinking that if we need to go with the full amount, then we have to be somewhat confident that that's not going to sink it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If we go with the halfway amount, you know, we still have to think about how we justify this with a Common Council that is rather unpredictable, I have to say.
Yeah, but they don't know about the 16, they know about the 12.5, and they know about the reasoning, which is, they need to use the bathroom, Tom. Where is it? Show them where. Is it has to go through here? Wow. That's number 7 right there, and number 4.
Hello.
No pressure.
No pressure.
Doors open.
This is awesome. Okay. Even our meetings are child friendly. I love it.
So, and somebody needs a bathroom.
and
there you go. It's always the kids.
So it's a balancing act. You know, like I want it to pass, but at the same time.
Can I just give you a little budget reality?
Yes, please.
Awesome.
I need to go back and look at this in a minute, but it's been a really long day for me. I'm assuming these things are calculating right. We started with 41,000. 16.5 plus the 5,000 that the Tourism Board has approved for tonight. Second Saturday's Park Theater, still hovering? Anyone?
He hasn't come back.
Oh, I thought they came back. Oh.
I don't know.
They had asked for 7,500. I still have 3,750, half of that in my working budget.
I don't think they came back.
Okay. That could be a little fluff. I still have a little 3,500 in there for merch.
Right.
Right? Flag Day, I'm going to remove.
Yeah, I think we can remove that.
By the way, you can go to the council, and if the council doesn't go for the 16.5, be ready with the, what's the next?
12.5.
12.5, you know, I mean, it's not impossible.
Okay. Or we can say to them that we, you know, we were approached with all three figures, and we figured a middle road would be something. No?
I wouldn't do it that way.
Okay. Then let's go for the full hog, and let's see if we can.
I just want to say one thing just about Flag Day.
Yeah.
Flag Day did approach us.
Who?
Flag Day.
It's
we
done.
Did give them.
I know. I understand. But, you know, in all fairness, it's an annual Hudson event. Mm. They approached us, and it went away, and nothing happened.
What do you mean it went away?
We never addressed it. It never came back.
We never put money into Flag Day?
I remember that.
I thought it was a part of all of the list of Kate Tracy when she brought up winter on the Halloween. I thought we voted on all of those.
Okay.
I think that they spoke to Calvin, but I'm not sure that they ever came to the board. So we should probably make it known that, like, because, you know, these guys are here.
Right.
So should I put it back in?
If we put it back in, what kind of a financial situation are we in?
Right now, if we put it back in,
carbon.
We've got, the things I just mentioned, we've got $9,000 in the bank. Just over.
I mean, I wouldn't put it back in unless I came back and asked. I mean, I do understand, it would be fair, and I think the Flag Day should be supported.
Okay, just the whole point of our committee being born is to deal with events like that, and it came back, and it's gone, it's a sustainable thing again. It's really important to a lot of people.
Well, I think we should put it in 2022. Like, for example, Halloween, the Halloween parade came to us, and they said, if you don't fund this, we can't do it.
Right.
I'm so sorry.
Flag Day didn't do that.
True.
So they're probably like, we got the money anyway, we just wanted fluff. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Anyhow.
I'd hate to think that somebody ate expenses, but if they come to us, there's nothing we can do.
Just
they
ask them.
Come to us,
I don't know.
Did they come to
somebody specifically, or did they come to our meeting? I don't remember them coming to our meeting.
They went to Calvin and asked.
I don't know.
I mean, I probably have.
So it's probably up to them to.
Anyhow.
Okay.
So where's everybody leaning with this, with Second Saturday?
Well, you guys are saying if we come in the middle row,
I can get... Sorry, after all that whole discussion. Almost 12,000.
That if we go high and they come down, we'll still have something to give them. Whereas if we go in the middle row, they may not get the middle. Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm saying if you go high, then they could switch to the middle. If you go to the middle, they're not going to push to the high.
Right.
They, right.
Right.
So just one other question I have. I'm sorry if I'm being too very high or whatever, but okay, we decided that, you know, we're not saving any money for the restaurants here. Is there anything else that we need to consider? And granted, we can still go to Common Council and ask for something else when our funds run out, but is there anything else that we just need to consider that might come up between now and December?
We don't know who might come to us.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. People get inspiration.
That's going to be it.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah.
This year's unique, but I will remind everybody that we did talk about a process where we would ask people to come to us
early
in October
for next year.
Right.
For the first half of next year, and then January for the second half, so that we were ahead. So like these guys have come to us when they've needed it because we've been in this kind of ad hoc pandemic situation. But going forward, and I think we have to advertise to let people know that, like, if you are looking for tourism board money, you better get in.
And the Bantiba, is that set aside already in the budget, the 5K?
That one did not go to Common Council.
Which one?
That.
So that money has to come out as well?
Yeah.
No, that's already accounted for because that's a project heads.
Okay, great.
And
yeah.
Project heads and money's already been out.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's got to go on Tuesday, right?
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
So for Tuesday, so far, it's just that and then potentially this. Oh, and Pocket Park.
So I guess the real thought is, okay, so I want to give these guys money. The issue is, I don't want to...
kill it by asking for too much.
Right, it's kind of like, you know, we're playing blackjack and I've got 18. Do I say hit me? You know? And the question is, I don't know. If you feel like we could go for the full amount and then
I think you can.
Pull it back...
They've been pretty amenable lately. About big numbers. I mean, there's no, you know, this is already up and going, which is a very helpful selling point.
So they have precedence.
Right. Which is why I think there was no opposition to Waterfront Wednesdays, which asked for a big number.
28.
But, it's been pretty good.
And I know that you're not crazy about public speaking.
Question then for them.
But if you speak personally like that.
Exactly.
It's very powerful.
You went over a lot of people, trust me.
And that's why I said just go for the number.
You went over a lot of numbers.
I'll come too.
I guess my question is, like, based for you guys, based on Waterfront Wednesday's history
mm-hmm.
and how they managed to become self-sustaining after 2 years.
Well, they haven't yet, but they're planning
to. They're planning to, yeah.
I mean, is that something that you guys think that you would be
yes,
able to,
absolutely.
You know, with your sponsorship
yes.
and with your
yeah, because our plan for this is that this is successful and goes on for 10 years, 20
mm-hmm.
years, 35 years. The gallery call in Columbus, Ohio has been going on for 35 years.
Wow.
Right. And there's no reason that Hudson, being the art center that it is, shouldn't have this for the rest of time. Obviously, it's not something that the city is funding for the rest of time. It
takes a lot to start something.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting something big that we want to go on.
No, in fact, a number of the projects that have been funded, including Hudson and Hay, are self, you know, become self-sustaining.
Exactly.
That's
exactly. Yeah.
So I'm sorry, I don't mean that for you. So I'm in Kansas City. Grandma has to get up. Okay, so are we going to vote on the full amount then?
All in favor? All nay? 16-5, going to bat.
Okay, so, time for public comment.
So, Tuesday night will be the real test.
Do we come?
I would say.
Wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, okay.
You know, bring that passion.
Okay.
We'll be there.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I think for the Common Council, even more than the Tourism Board, we understand the value to tourism. But you might even overstate
yes.
what this means for the economy, for tourism, for...
Right. A lot of... The more factually based, too, you know, if you can... I know a lot of it, what you're saying was anecdotal, but if you could...
Well, I think the press goes a long way, too.
Yeah, sure.
And
mm-hmm.
those are big publications.
Right.
And there's monetary value of that as well.
Are you guys there any way, sorry, I'm sorry, is there any way to get sales tax data?
No, no. Not this.
Yeah, but doesn't the vendors should be able to spit out sales reports, right? The, not the vendors, the...
You could do an informal...
Wait, yeah. Wouldn't that be done?
Yeah.
Do an informal, like, what kind of percentage bump were you seeing? And if five restaurants were saying, like, we easily doubled...
Yeah, we, so, and sales tax isn't accurate because there's no tax on a certain amount of clothing, you know what I mean? Like, it's got to be, like, really sort of the sales from the sales.
Because anecdotal is, like, a couple of people, but, like, if Oak and Baba Louie's, and I'm just thinking what's here right now,
yes.
If like, three restaurants are saying, like, we saw a huge uptick, well what do you think, 30%? Easily.
Okay.
Then that's something worth mentioning. It doesn't have to be McKinsey and Company, okay, Harvard Business Review.
But if you also mentioned that you plan on making this succeed beyond you too, that's important because then it gives legacy to Hudson and this event, which is what you mentioned.
That's a great word to use, legacy. All right.
Are you guys done?
Public comment.
Oh.
Thank you.
Where those kids go?
The last thing I would just say is like how. It's sad to see some people leave.
Yes.
Oh, the, yeah.
Also wonderful to see new faces.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we really are starting to look like Hudson.
Well, it's nice to see faces.
It's beginning to look a lot like Hudson.
That's our slogan.
yeah.
You're done?
We're good. Yeah.